It's right next to one of our big rec centers, Campbell Park. It's across the street from John Hopkins Middle School. It's part of the Campbell Park neighborhood. We can make all of those better places for kids, and that's really what it's all about.
City Council Vice Chair Carl Nurse is spearheading the move to renovate the dilapidated housing complex. It's part of the Section 8 program. The low-income housing residents are only required to pay utilities and water, and rent is 25% of their income. At a press conference this morning, he touched on some of the much-needed changes the almost 40-year-old building will require.
There's no air conditioning. Some people have brought in window shakers. It has original windows, which are, of course, you know, very inefficient. It's got a very inefficient water heating system. Kitchens and bathrooms are largely original. So, I mean, those are the kinds of things that the HUD will require in the upgrade.
The area's largest family housing complex may be best known for two of the area's most infamous crimes. It's where DeMarlis Melvin killed 18-year-old Mike Smith in a drive-by shooting in 2006, and most recently was home to Nicholas Lemon Lindsay, the 16-year-old accused of fatally shooting police officer David Crawford in February. Authorities also say the complex is so-called turf for the gang the Bethel Heights Boys and has a reputation of drug activity and other crimes.
Since I've been in the neighborhood, I've experienced a lot of shootings. I've not seen them, but you hear them in the middle of the night. I mean, it's not been not manageable, but if without intervention like what Carl is doing, Carl Nurse, then it's going to get worse.
That's Campbell Park Neighborhood Association President Latoya Brown.
I've been in Campbell Park for about 7 years, and Citrus Grove being bought by someone else, it just shows a new movement being made as far as a path of improvement.
She adds this is a pivotal point for the neighborhood.
Of course, there are more things below the surface. Once you start dealing with rich versus poor or those with and those without, of course, those with cannot see what those without do not have. So, of course, there's going to be more to it than this. But this is a good starting point. When I walk by, I want to be able to be okay with my son going there and playing, or my daughter playing there or nearby. So I'm hoping that it will actually become the word family.